It's safe to say that Elvis Presley did not learn to swivel his hips in school, and John Lennon didn't have a music degree. People don't become pop stars by taking classes, but by immersing themselves in music and the music scene. That's true of today's DJ superstars as well. DJ Spooky, Sasha, and Digweed didn't learn to beat match at Juilliard. Nevertheless, schools for aspiring DJs have opened in Europe, Australia, and Japan. There are also a few in the United States. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited one in Washington, D.C.
The syllabus for DJ 101 might go something like this. Go out, dance, befriend DJs, find a mentor, figure out the equipment, start spinning records on Monday nights at the clubs, develop a style, and if you're lucky, a following. That's how DJ Zelda got into it. Her real name is Juliet Siegfried, and a few years ago she went to her first house party. She loved it.
Then I burst into tears because I was 30 and I was at this party and everyone there was probably 18. And I ran out of there and I sat down on a hill and I just cried. And I was talking to my friend and I said, I missed it, it's too late, it's over, what have I done?
At the time, Siegfried was a teacher at an exclusive Washington private school, the one attended by Chelsea Clinton. After the party, she joined a support group called Ravers Geriatric and explored the D.C. dance scene. She found friends and mentors. She also found a market.
People are really interested in learning how to mix records and use vinyl and CDs and other tools as a way to mix music and make new music out of it. And people want to try it, but they don't know where to go or how to do it or where to start.
So, a few months ago, Siegfried opened Metatrax, a multi-purpose studio and school in a drab two-story building.
You've heard the history of this place? Oh, it used to be an illegal massage parlor. So we've replaced the rooms. This was the group shower, and it's now the used record shop.
In addition to records, Siegfried School rents gear and studios, and it doubles as a community center for the DC DJ scene. It's filled with people talking shop, making CDs, lugging around boxes of records, and practicing.
So this is Studio One. It's gonna be loud.
It's the DJ classes that Metatrax offers that are really taking off, Siegfried says. 20 professional DJs teach trance, progressive, house, and new school breaks. Siegfried's specialty is minimalist German techno. But before students can specialize, they have to learn the basics of beat matching, the art of segueing from one record to the next.
Beat matching is trying to get two records going the same speed, and not only that, but getting the beats lined up with each other so they sound like one set of beats and not two or four or seven, which is known as a train wreck.
Or shoes in the dryer.
Boots in the dryer, shoes in the dryer. All right, hear that?
Siegfried is giving a private lesson to a student named Beth. Beth doesn't want to say her last name because she works for the government.
That's a train wreck!
Beth recovers from the wreck and peers at the mixer. She's learning some of the effects the console can deliver. Flange, echo, and filter.
Mm. Of course, these sound really great at, 10,000 watts.
Right.
Beth is still tentative. A quality, says DJ instructor Ivan G, that most baby DJs share.
Mostly they're scared of the equipment. They're scared of the turntables, they're scared of the mixer, they see all these knobs and faders, and they don't, they're kind of scared to handle them, and I usually try to get them acclimated to the equipment itself and get a little more comfortable with it and reemphasize to them how much fun it is.
It's not just the equipment that can be intimidating. DJ culture has become such a superheated world that people themselves are scary. Still, most of the students here say their ambitions are tiny. They want to be bedroom DJs, spinning only at home, or they want to make one good mixtape. But as a teacher named DJ Estra Jen told her class, that's everyone's line at first.
I don't ever want to play out. I'm doing this for me. And then the next thing you know, someone's going, hey, I've got a gig. Would you open? Well, okay. And then you get there and you're like, oh my God, I'm not ready. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Okay, you're on. Oh my God, I'm on. Okay, you're shaking, you're scared, and then you wreck once, and then you're like, oh, man, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
This is easy.
And that's a point made by some critics. They say the best way to learn is just by doing it. Metatrax owner Juliet Siegfried.
They have trouble with the idea of a school, and, well, I didn't have anyone to help me, so, why should they have any help?
But established DJs have always mentored younger ones, says Frankie Knuckles. He's a pioneer of house music and something of a club culture elder statesman.
I don't think it's something that can be taught textbook. The only real benefit I think anyone can get from a school like that is the benefit of the knowledge of whoever's teaching.
Still, Knuckles thinks DJ schools are a great idea, in theory. But he says that intuition and hard-earned experience are the necessary elements to making a room work.
Unless these schools have, you know, ready-made dance floors, almost like a barber college, you know what I mean, where all the equipment is there, and the customers come in, but, you know, you've got all these students training, cutting people's hair. Unless the school has something like that, I can't see how beneficial it's going to be.
In the end, many of the people who go to these schools are hobbyists. A student like Beth probably won't give up her government job to spin records. And she's not planning to spend all of her off hours in clubs or commit to a long-term mentor. But for $35 an hour, she can hang out with professional DJs and get a little taste of their world.
You see people doing it behind their DJ booth, and it seems kind of like the cool kids doing something, or people that really know what they're doing or know the equipment. And it's a high, I guess, for the, you know, 2 seconds that I can get it going while I'm practicing.
It's not just the Beths of the world that are enrolling in DJ classes. High schools, music schools, universities, and after-school programs are adding DJ lessons to their offerings. And once you go to school for something, it starts to become respectable. PH DJs, Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.